Hey, all you jerks. It's Kyle. Hey, how you doing? Orion isn't here this week because he had a baby, and apparently that means you don't have to do anything but have a baby, ever. Orion and Aldi, if you've been listening for a while, you know Aldi's pregnant, and she's been pregnant for what seems like 5 years. Finally squirted that damn thing out on Wednesday, and I haven't talked to either of them since then. Actually, I haven't talked to Aldi in forever, and I haven't talked to Orion since the last show. The last several shows, I had told Orion, hey, you know what, if you gotta miss a show because of this baby, you know, what if she has the baby on show night, or if just shit gets crazy and you have to miss a show, totally fine, just let me know. You know, just give me a call, send me a message on Facebook, leave me an email, anything, just let me know. So today rolls around, they had the baby on Wednesday, today rolls around, I haven't heard anything yet, so I assume he's gonna do the show. All day goes by, and I don't hear anything, so I assume he's going to do the show. He was supposed to be here at about 11 this evening. Actually, yesterday evening now. It is 3 a.m. He was supposed to be here around 11, didn't show. I called him at 11:30, and he did not pick up. I left him a voicemail saying, hey, if you can't show up, it's totally fine, but just give me a call. Let me know what's going on. And he didn't. So I called him back again at midnight and still nothing. Same thing. I said, hey, give me a fucking call because I'm just sitting around waiting for you. Do me a favor. Call me so that I cannot get mad at you. And he didn't. He still has not gotten back to me in any way. He posted on his Facebook very shortly before we should have started the show. He posted some big long thing. Let me look it up actually really quick. It's some bullshit faggoty father shit. What did he post? Orion. He said, holy notifications, Batman. Thanks for the love, everybody. I'm really sorry I can't hang around and respond to everyone. Between baby being baby and the nurses at the hospital popping into our room every 30 minutes for numerous reasons, at all hours of the day and night, every day and night, I'm nearly hallucinating at this point and my body is shutting down. Get used to it, right? Yeah. Anyways, I'll leave you with this. And then he posted a comment to his own Facebook post, and he said, it's in quotes. I don't know if he's quoting someone else or if he's quoting himself like my dad, but he says, you know, the great thing, though, is that change can be so constant, you don't even feel the difference until there is one. It can be so slow that you don't even notice that your life is better or worse until it is. Or it can just blow you away, make you something different in an instant. It happened to me. And then seven people like that because they're all morons. So basically he had a baby. I don't know. I posted to that comment. I said, are you still in the hospital? Because I would have assumed they had the baby on Wednesday that they would have been home by now. Unless the baby like gave Aldi cancer or something. I don't know why it would still be there. I've seen pictures of the baby. It appears perfectly healthy. But, yeah, so he hasn't commented back to me asking if he's still in the hospital. I understand that he's probably frazzled because of the stupid baby, but it takes like 2 seconds to call me. And Orion's a shit about this stuff. He's always been this way. We've talked about it in old episodes. There have been times when Orion has told me, yeah, for sure, I'll totally be there, dude. And he just doesn't show. He doesn't call. He doesn't respond to calls, voicemails, emails, anything like that. And then I'll hear from him a couple days later, or I'll run into him or whatever. And it'll be like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. He doesn't have an excuse. He just didn't want to call me because he was afraid to do it because he thought he would disappoint me or he thought I would try to guilt trip him or something. So I specifically made an effort this time to tell him ahead of time, I do not mind. I understand you're having a baby. Relax. It's okay. If you can't make it to the show, I'll figure something out. I'll do a solo show. Maybe I'll get John in here. I might have gotten John in here if he had fucking called me because John is home, but now he's sleeping. He's getting ready to get up for the next day. But yeah, so he just hasn't called me. And unless he's dead, that's not cool. I don't know what his fucking problem is. So he could have, if he was afraid of me guilt tripping him or something, like if I call him, I'm just going to have to hear that tone of disappointment, you know, oh, I just don't want to deal with that shit. Well, he could have emailed me. He could have sent me a Facebook message, but whatever. He's a fucking asshole. So that's what's going on right now. Orion had his baby. I'm sure you're all dying to find out what the name of the stupid thing is, but I'm kind of not sure if I should say or not. I feel like he should be here for that. But on the other hand, if he had called me or emailed me or something, I could have asked him, is it okay to say what the name of the baby is? Do you want to be here? Should I, you know, wait? Should I hold off and wait until you're here? Well, I didn't get a chance to ask him, so fuck him. So you want to know what he named that baby? He named it Leland Elliot Brower. And I have to say, Leland Elliot Brower kind of lives up to what he told me. He basically said that it wasn't super normal, but it was more normal than the other name he said, Ian, which was spelled like a fucking video game. So I think he was pretty accurate in his description. I think it's a pretty cool name. I'm not totally sold on Leland. I kind of like the name Elliot, but Leland kind of has the same problem as my first name and last name together. I've said before that I don't like my first name and last name together because Kyle Aldrich kind of slurs together funny, and it's harder to say than it should be. And Leland kind of has the same problem with those dumb L's in there. Or maybe I have a speech impediment and I have trouble with L's. I don't fucking know. But so I don't know. I'm kind of worried at this point if this is going to be a regular thing, you know, like he obviously didn't know what he was getting himself into because he's fucking passing out at the hospital. Like he has to do anything. He's complaining about the nurses coming in every 30 minutes. Well, fuck it. They're doing their job. All you have to do is sit in a chair and be in a room with a baby. It can't possibly be that fucking hard. The baby gets hungry. Guess who has tits? Aldi. All you have to do is sit there and maybe hold it sometimes. So I don't know what the fuck he's doing. But yeah, so that's what's going on with Orion. He had his stupid baby. Its name is Leland. Do you want to see a picture of the baby? I already forgot that I wasn't showing you the video of my stupid ass talking, but I have a picture of the baby. You want to see it? Here, check it out. Anybody listening to the podcast after the fact, which will be most of you, won't be able to see the picture, but maybe I'll post it in the forums. But there he is, little Leland with his little baby boy hat on and a couple of fucking lime green boxing gloves or whatever the hell that is. I assumed they had gone home from the hospital because they have a set of pictures that look like this and it's him in a crib, but maybe they have fancy cribs at the hospital. I don't know. Maybe it's a hospital for wealthy people. I thought they just stuck them in Tupperware containers and put a label on them. Stuck them in the fridge. So, I do have things I can talk about today, but being that I don't have Orion around and I'm trying to do this live, but I haven't mentioned that, I don't think. I'm doing this live, and most of you are probably missing out on the live show, and that's probably because I'm doing it at 3 in the morning. But yeah, so I'm doing it live. This is the first ever live show that will actually be recorded and then released. So it's probably going to be kind of lackluster. But because I'm doing it live and I'm kind of scatterbrained anyway and I don't have a co-host to bounce off of, I was kind of hoping that people would call in. Now, I know that Beverly, our dear friend Beverly Sturgeon, is listening, and she did call in before I started the show and I had to tell her off. But Beverly, if you're still there and you would like to call in, you can call in at any time. Now would be fine. Later, if you want to preserve the element of surprise. And anybody else is welcome to call in as well. It doesn't have to be Beverly. Although I think Beverly might want to chew me out for calling her a crazy old lady earlier before I started recording. So, I don't know. What do you think? Should I just get into stuff? I'm talking to the chat now, I guess. Should I just start talking about shit or should I wait for somebody to call in? I don't know how to do this. I'm not a broadcaster. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Go for it. Get into it. Okay. Oh, man. What should I get into? There's so many things. I saw Captain America, and I saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes, or whatever the fuck it's called. Captain America was pretty good. It was better than a lot of superhero movies, and it was pretty interesting for the most part, but I'm not a comic book nerd. I never read any of the comic books as a kid or anything like that, so I don't really know. But the whole, like, the bad guy in the Captain America movie is a Nazi that found magic and decided he wanted to take over the world. Is that what it is in the comics? If that's what, I guess that sounds like comic shit. But for some reason, it bothers me more in a movie based on comics than it actually would in the comics. So that I thought was kind of gay. It's like a flashy blue cube that gives him the power of the Norse gods or some shit. But all the power of the Norse gods actually amounts to is the ability to shoot lasers at shit. So I don't know. Is that what the Norse gods used to do, is blow people up with lasers? I also thought it was kind of goofy because in the Captain America movie, he goes through the whole process, becomes all buff and shit. And then they decide, the whole lab gets blown up. The whole project goes to shit. But he's still there. He's the one successful super soldier out of the stupid project. And they decide, you know what? We only got one of you. We can't send you out into the field. So instead, we'll send you out to do USO tours and things like that. Go out and talk to the troops or talk to the people, try to get them to buy bonds, and which is fine. And they give him, that's where his Captain America costume comes from. They come up with this goofy costume and they make him wear it when he's pretending to punch Hitler in the face. But then he goes off to the front lines just to entertain the troops, and they hate him. And he finds out that his buddy got captured by the Nazis or some shit, and he goes out to save him all by himself. But for some stupid reason, he doesn't take the costume off. He wears the whole costume out into the field. And I like that they tried to come up with a reason why he had such a goofy costume, but it doesn't really make sense to me that he put it on to go save his friend's life. Like, that's just, it's like a shortcut to get away with it. And then later they're like, we're going to need to make you some new armor now that you're a badass, and we're going to actually send you out into the field. So, might as well make it look kind of like that goofy ass costume, right? Wink, wink. So that's kind of how that went. Magic in Captain America. Rise of the Planet of the Apes was also interesting. The CG in that movie was really good, but it's still fucking CG and you can still fucking tell. And I wish they would just either wait until I couldn't tell anymore or just stop it. Because it's really annoying that everything looks like it's made by a computer. And at one point, the ape talks. Spoiler alert. So, and that the first time he does it, it actually is kind of cool. He just says no, and he shouts it, and it kind of sounds animalistic, and it kind of sort of makes sense, and it's sort of a sound you could maybe imagine a chimp being able to make. It's not that complicated. It doesn't have a lot of like TH sounds or S sounds or anything like that. You could say no if you had a chimp mouth, maybe. But then later, towards the very end of the movie, he speaks a full sentence and it just sounds like a dude. And that is not very believable ape movie. But yeah, so I saw a couple movies. What do you think of that, huh? Anybody want to call in yet? So I was reading today about some anti-racist activists who snuck trick t-shirts into a music festival with a large neo-Nazi turnout. So they made these t-shirts that look kind of vaguely white supremacist, and they took them to this concert full of neo-Nazis. And they, I don't know if they sold them or gave them away, but anyway, a bunch of neo-Nazis ended up with these t-shirts. And then after the first wash, it has an anti-Nazi message. The original neo-Nazi thing kind of fades away, and there's an anti-Nazi message. And I think that's kind of clever and kind of funny. Like, haha, you trolled those Nazis good. But I don't, if the point was activism, if you were trying to convert people to your side, then that is the wrong way to go about it, because all you're doing is pissing off Nazis. I'm all for pissing off Nazis, but you're not doing anything productive, you know? I mean, I think Nazis are pretty cool with being angry. I think they kind of like it. So really, you're just fueling the fire. But yeah, this is difficult for me to do by myself. It's really nice to have somebody to bounce this shit off of. Everybody's disappearing. Mike got tired of listening to my ass. Beverly, I don't know if Beverly's still around or not. I don't know if she's waiting for the element of surprise or what the hell she's doing. Anybody want to call in? It'll be pretty good. Check this out. Watch this. Oh, here it comes. There it is. Oh, call in 616-328-5581, or you can Skype me at kyle.aldrich, which I really would like to change to the name of the show, but I can't, because then we'd lose our phone number. Oh, I see what's happening here. The viewer thing in the chat room is buggy, and occasionally it just drops people and then they don't come back. Oh, Beverly wrote in Facebook, thanks, and called me an ass. It's a little late for that, Beverly. I told you to do that before you called in. What did Beverly say on Facebook? She said, crazy old lady, well, just didn't want me to call back. What? Crazy old lady, well, just didn't want me to call back, and you have never seen me. I am small, 4'11", 110 pounds, crazy old lady. Good to hear Orion is a daddy now. Thanks for saying my name, Beverly, over and over. Love hearing it. Maybe next time you will not call me old. I am crazy. I listen to your ass, heart. Oh, Beverly. Maybe we should only talk verbally, because, you know, like out loud, voices, because I have trouble understanding you in text. It's like you learned to write in a foreign country. But that's okay. I love you anyway, Bevy. Nah, my internet just pooped. Actually, I'm still here. That's Mike. That's my old roommate, Mike. His internet pooped. Yeah, so I don't know if I should get into voicemails or whatever. Like, we did get some voicemails. Actually, we had some last week that I forgot to play. So I guess I could do that. This isn't going as well as I'd hoped. Let's see. What do we got here in terms of voicemails? Check this out.
Oh, hey, chat. It's special all to Miss Nick. Oh, it's a dude, yeah. I'll never get tired of listening to Miss Nick's to her drunk voicemails, and I hope she keeps them coming. Anyway, I just wanted to know, what are your guys' dream jobs? Real jobs. No winning the lottery and other stupid rubbish like that. Well, I gotta go. Keep up the good work, mate.
So that was Duve. Thanks, Duve. That was one of the ones I forgot about last week. Duve has a girlfriend, but I'm beginning to think he really does have a thing for Miss Nick, because he's been talking about her a lot lately. That voicemail mentioned it. He mentioned her on the Facebook. He heard about the riots in London, and he's all like, oh, is Miss Nick okay? What's going on? Oh, I need my Miss Nick back. Mwah. Miss Nick, I love you. Dream jobs, huh? Well, my dream job, I guess my dream job would be if I could do this for a living, which I don't think I'll ever be able to based on how this is going, but it would be kind of cool to just be able to just talk all fucking day by myself. If I could do this for a living, I would do it way more often too. I would do it like probably 5 days a week. Outside of that, because that feels like a little bit of a cop-out, seems too easy, my dream job would probably be some kind of graphic designer of some kind, but I think I'd like to be freelance, because working for a company doing like diaper ads or some shit would be really horrible. But I do like drawing, and I like doing computer graphics stuff, so I guess some kind of graphic design thing, or something creative anyway. I mean, if I was good enough at it, it'd be cool to be a musician professionally, but I'm not good enough at it. Yeah, so there. Let's see, what else does Duve have for us here?
Bonjour, Richard. This is Duve again. I was wondering why it is that you have so many listeners from the UK, but none from France or other places in Europe. A lot of people speak English in France, so there is no reason for them not to be listening. Also, I have thought of a new beat for the show. I am trying anyway. I was thinking you should have international listeners call in and tell their stories. Then you could have Orion try to summarize the story. Something I'm not sure yet. Anyway, keep up the good work. Au revoir.
Okay, so that was French Duve wanting to know why we don't have any French listeners. 'Cause I wouldn't know how to get French listeners, because I don't speak French, and I wouldn't know where to find them. And then he said that we should have our foreign listeners call in and explain themselves, tell their stories. Where did you come from? What's your fucking deal? Tell us your stories, and then Orion will try to summarize them. Which is not a bad idea, but it reminds me a little bit of Orion Explains It All, and I wonder how he would feel about it. But you know what? Fuck him. Fuck him and his stupid baby. I want to shove that baby right up his ass where it came from. Yeah, so more voicemails, I guess. Yeah, here's one from Dave's beloved, Miss Nick.
Riots, eh?
Riots, eh? Yeah, these damn riots in London. What the fuck is up with people in London? Or what the fuck is up with riots just in general? Like, this is the second time I've had to talk about a riot in the UK, and the third time I've had to talk about riots, period, since we've been doing this show. We've only been doing it for 2.5 years. Jesus Christ, stop rioting, everybody. What the fuck's your problem? I do not understand why people riot. We've talked about this before, but I do not understand why people riot. Because from what I understand about this particular riot, it stemmed from, first, a guy got shot by the cops, which is a little odd to me, because I didn't think the cops in the UK carried guns. So what was it, a UK SWAT team? I don't know what the fuck was going on. But yeah, so some guy got shot by the cops. From what I heard, he was a crack dealer, and he may or may not have had a gun. So it's not exactly a tragedy, but his friends and family and community got pissed off, and they went to picket the police or some shit. And then some rowdy youngsters showed up later, and then somebody spread a rumor that something happened to a 16-year-old girl or something, and that set everybody off. They were like, what? A thing happened maybe to a 16-year-old girl? I'm stealing me a TV, I guess. I don't fully understand the logic. I think somebody just said in the chat that it's just an excuse to loot stuff. I think that's absolutely true. I think maybe a few people are outraged about what's happening and they just act like fucking monkeys and start breaking shit. And then everybody else is like, breaking shit is fun and I could use a new TV. So fuck it. Let's just go with the flow. But what's crazy to me is that it lasted for so long. It lasted for days. Like, did they take breaks? Did they go in shifts? What happened? How does it last for days? And it spread to multiple cities. Like somebody's watching the TV and they hear about a fucking riot in London and they're like, oh, I could do that. That sounds cool. Let's do it here. I wouldn't be terribly surprised if it spread across the Atlantic. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know why people are losing their fucking minds. And I on the one hand, it kind of seems like it's a better reason to riot than a hockey game, but kind of not really. Some criminal got shot by the cops, and maybe happened to a girl. Let's fucking break shit. I don't know what the deal is. Here's a voicemail from Austin, who hasn't called in a while.
Hey, guys. You guys keep talking about Minecraft. I was just wondering, actually, if you had played a game. It's like Minecraft, but two-dimensional, called Terraria. T-E-R-R-A. Yeah, fuck me. My brain just turned off. T-E-R-R-A-R-I-A. Right now it's only $5 on Steam. It's only Windows, which kind of sucks, but my wife has a PC. But anyway, it's, to me, like, I liked the idea of Minecraft, but I just didn't like how large everything was. Like, I felt like I wanted more control over it, even though it's got a similar setup, being that it's two-dimensional, I just felt like I had more control what the hell's going on. I have better judgment of if I want to fall to my death and punch like that. I don't know. It's a weird game to get into because I didn't get deep into Minecraft. But once you do, like, I'm nowhere near as deep as some of these people you see videos of. I just don't know how the hell they figured all this bullshit out or why they care to. But I don't know. It's just fun to fucking dig around and find shit. But, yeah, you should give it a try. That's it. Later.
Okay. Thanks, Austin. Yeah, I have not played Terraria or however you pronounce it, but I know what it is. I've seen videos of people playing it. It's basically Minecraft, but in 2D. So everything's kind of from the side, and, there's more to it than there is to Minecraft. There are more enemies. There's more shit to do, but it doesn't look like nearly as much fun to me because the creative aspect of it is kind of takes a back seat because it's all 2D. Like, you can build a little house, but you can only give it a side walls and a back wall. And I don't even see any, from what I've seen so far, I don't see any point to giving it a back wall other than for aesthetic purposes. Like, nothing that I've seen can get into your house if you don't give it a back wall. Maybe it can. but I don't really understand Austin's apparent problem with Minecraft because he just said at the end of his voicemail that it's just fun to dig around and find stuff. Well, that's fucking Minecraft. That's the damn game. If you don't want to build shit, the rest of it's digging around and finding shit. So, I don't know. But, you know, Minecraft isn't for everybody. Some people need a high score or a fucking boss to beat or whatever. I just like building shit. So, that's why I play it. But, yeah, Terraria, meh. That's how I feel about it. I don't really give a shit. Speaking of Minecraft, I think Dan Bambi or somebody, I think it was Dan Bambi in the forums, offered to give away a Minecraft gift code, I think. So if you haven't seen that, and if he hasn't given it away yet, I don't know if he has. Somebody may have snapped it up by now, but if he hasn't given it away yet and you don't have Minecraft and you would like to have Minecraft, check out the forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. And that's it for the voicemails. I got on the Twitter like I always do and I said, hey, you know, what's up? Say things. And Gavin Allmond says, best ways of getting the lady folk, discuss. Best ways of getting the lady folk. I don't really think there's a trick to it. I mean, if you want to be tricky about it, I mean, I guess roofies is the best way to get the lady folks, but I don't really think there's a trick to it. I think you just have to be likable and attractive to that particular person, which means either you have to be handsome or you have to be into fat chicks or chicks just with low self-esteem. Maybe they were beaten by their fathers or something when they were little. But that's really all it is. You just got to be a likable person and chat them up. I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I don't operate that way. Like, I've only had two girlfriends ever. And the main reason for that is that I I don't go out looking for it. Like, I don't go to a bar or a club or any kind of social event and start hitting on girls and trying to bring them home. Or I've never asked anybody out on a date. The idea of dating is completely bizarre to me. Hey, let's go to dinner, a person I don't know. And then maybe sex, if you're lucky. I just don't, get it at all. So be fun. That's my advice. What else do we got here? On the Facebook, Gavin Almond again says, if the power to your house went out for a week, what would you do to occupy yourself? The power to my house went out for a week, what would I do to occupy myself? Suicide. I've spoken before about how I think suicide is stupid and I would never do it. But if the power went out to my house for a week, I would probably go stir crazy, lose my mind and off myself. I'm pretty much addicted to the grid. Like, I would not do well living in a cabin in the forest. Orion, I think, would love that shit because he's kind of a weird hippie at his core, but I can't handle it. I gotta have, like, I've gone without the internet for like a month and I just fucking lost my shit. So I don't think I could do well without power for a week. I don't know, what would I do to occupy myself if I didn't commit suicide? Probably draw. I mean, what do sit-ups? Maybe I'd finally get around to exercising. Maybe I should go without power for a week. Maybe I'd become a real human. Maybe it'd make me go outside. Probably not, though. Probably just sleep. Dave says, are all the UK fans still alive? As far as I know, Gavin's still around. Miss Nick called in the voicemail. Yeah, UK fans are doing okay. Stay somewhere else with power, actually. Somebody said that in the chat. That's a good idea, actually. Stay somewhere else with power. I feel kind of like an idiot that I didn't think of that. But I think that goes against the spirit of the question. I think that's kind of a loophole that he didn't intend for me to exploit. Paul Pishu says, what's more weird slash creepy, that this guy sculpted naked miners with a shared leg, or that he sculpted a goose fucking an armadillo? And then he linked to an article about some dude making a statue of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. for the people who are listening live, I'm going to put up a picture of that now. There it is. So it's a statue of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Both of them are naked. They're sharing a leg. They're meant to kind of represent Adam and Eve. Justin Bieber has a maple leaf over his crotch because he's Canadian. And Selena Gomez, whom I don't know who that is, but she has a star over her crotch, I guess, because she's from Texas. And then there's a goose and an armadillo. And I don't know if the goose is supposed to be fucking the armadillo, but it does kind of look like that. I guess the goose is, again, meant to represent Canada, and the armadillo is meant to represent Texas. And I do not know what is wrong with this man. I don't know why he made it. Apparently, he also made a statue of Paris Hilton and her cat, a statue of Suri Cruz's first bowel movement, and Britney Spears giving birth. So I think he's just nuts. I don't know what inspires people to do things sometimes. Like, I do think of myself as a creative person, and I like to draw, I like to make music, but I scrap a lot of the things that I come up with. A lot of the ideas just don't go anywhere because I think they're garbage. If I had the idea to sculpt Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez nude, I may have gotten a foot done before I gave up. And plus, I just never have that idea. That's crazy. Both look like ladies. Yeah, kind of. So, you bored yet? Anybody want to call in? No? Yes? No? I can keep going, but, man. So my favorite podcast, Red Bar Radio, is down. I don't know if anybody who listens to our show listens to Red Bar Radio or not, but it is down for crazy, crazy legal reasons. And I've been kind of fiending for podcasts all week. So I've been listening to a lot of our show, and some of that shit's pretty bad. I've listened to some of the older episodes and it's, oof, man, I don't know how you guys do it. I'm getting lost here trying to talk and click at the same time. Beverly, you still listening? You still want to call in? I won't call you crazy, promise. Mwah. I probably shouldn't have opted to do this live. I could have cut a lot of this out. A lot of me being an idiot, taking a minute to think about things, come up with something better to say. Somebody call in. Doesn't have to be Beverly. Somebody just call in or Skype in. We'll chat. We'll have a good time. We'll tell each other how cute we are. Hey, you're a cutie. Oh, you too. Mwah, I love you. It'll be good. Come on. You know you want to. I could always call Beverly back, actually. Eris doesn't have a mic. Eris, get a damn mic. Quit pooping around. All right, I'm going to try to call Beverly and see what happens. Ring, ring, ring. I don't think she's going to pick up.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Who is this?
What?
Who is this?
Who are you?
I'm going to guess who this is.
What?
I'm not going to guess. You tell me who you are.
This is, Leland.
Oh, goodness. Please don't call my house this late.
What are you doing calling my house this late?
Your ass. I'm playing sweepstakes.
You're playing cheesesteaks?
Sweepstakes. I have some in my ass. I'm playing contests. You know,
you're
like...
playing contests. What does that mean? Do you enter the publisher's clearinghouse?
Well, sort of. My daughter won $50,000.
Really?
And took to Hawaii and took me. So I play them now.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you doing calling me?
What are you doing calling me?
I didn't call you. You called me.
You called me first.
I know. Yeah, but you screamed on a damn time. Yeah, shit. Yeah.
Are you saying words? What are you doing?
You don't say, crazy old lady, somebody should shoot you.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. You're older than me.
Who cares?
And you're crazier than me.
Crazy, that's for sure. But, oh, now my dog's crying. Shit.
Oh.
Shit.
What'd you do to your dog?
Oh, God. I have to wait. I have to get the cord to go longer.
The cord to the dog?
To the dog.
Got to get the cord to the dog. You should get a portable dog.
Okay, Pumpkin. Hang on. Come with me.
All
right. He doesn't understand why I'm on the phone this late at night.
Oh, man.
He just doesn't understand.
Does he speak English?
You know what? He almost does. My first one died. Remember, I told you all.
Yep, I remember.
Right, and now I have a new one. He's 7 months old, and he's real smart. He's real smart. Gosh, she had a baby boy. When she have it? God, I just heard on your thing. That's cool. He's going to be a good daddy.
Oh, Ryan?
Yeah, he's going to be a great daddy.
You don't think it's a big deal that he's a rapist?
Well, who cares?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. My daughter had a twin, and they're doing great, and they were born premature, and I'm glad he had.
Couldn't wait to get out of there, huh?
Yeah. I babysit her, so.
Yeah? So,
crazy old lady, I could just shoot you for that.
Why?
And that was like, I hope nobody's listening. You hope people are listening, but I hope nobody, I hope this Nick wasn't listening.
Well, you know, people were listening, A, and B, if they weren't listening, you have now told everyone that I called you a crazy old lady.
You made me feel bad.
Oh, come on. Did I really make you feel bad? Did
you know me?
Did you hang up the phone and cry?
No, I went back to the sweepstakes and started playing cards.
There you go. Go back to your gambling.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I might have went outside and smoked a cigarette first, maybe.
Smoking is terrible for you.
I know. I'm trying to quit, too. I'm trying to quit.
You should.
I'm trying.
How long have you been doing it?
Since, 96.
Wow, you are a crazy old lady.
Yeah. I'm not be old, but I'm like, I'm crazy. It's stupid. You sit on people here. I hope nobody's listening.
I can't understand half the things you're saying. I think you're saying, like, half words.
I know, yeah. Well, I've been drinking a lot, Kyle.
What'd you drink?
And, you know, I do other stuff, too. And I have a dog, which is a baby, and he's wanting my attention to you because this is very abnormal.
Having dogs does make it difficult to talk. That's
yes, it
true.
Does. Because he wants my attention because this isn't abnormal. This is wrong. This isn't the time for the telephone to ring. You know, my house is 3:49. I don't know what time is your house.
It's 3:49.
This isn't right.
So what would you be doing with your dog right now if you weren't on the phone with me?
Oh, I'd be playing contests in the computer room, and he'd be on the floor sleeping.
Well, fuck him then. What's his fucking problem? It's not like you were going to be paying attention to him anyway. Tell him to shut up.
Well, I took the shocker collar off, so that don't help me none.
You took the shock collar off?
Yeah, I have a shocker collar, you know, like I put on his neck.
Yeah.
Didn't you ever see the 70s TV show? Kelso wears it around his neck and everybody's shocked him with the fucking run with.
Oh,
I have a shocker collar.
That's seven. Okay. I thought you were talking about an actual TV show from the 70s about a shock collar.
No, it's a show nowadays. It's not.
Was that your dog?
Yes.
Why did he do that?
Well, we're sitting on a waterbed and he thinks.
You would be sitting on a waterbed with your dog.
And he thinks it should be bedtime. See, we had a fire tonight. We grilled hamburgers and listened to some good music, drank a bunch of beer. And he's been asleep this whole time since we came in from about midnight. And I went to do contests, you know, and now he's awake.
Was it
and he's talkable.
And he's talkable?
Yeah, well, this is adding all of the phone to ring.
Oh, now you're making up words.
No, I'm not. You fucked. I knew, baby.
I think you were making those sounds. I think you're fucking with me.
You're an ass. Fuck you.
Hey, everybody. That's not even what a dog sounds like.
I'm going to punch your fucking lights out.
Hey, I'm a dog. How you doing? I'm a dog.
Hey, my first one I told you knew how to say I love you. It said, Mama, I can't get this one yet to say it.
Maybe he doesn't love you.
Yeah, sure. He's only 7 months. The other one was almost 8 years old. You know, this one we don't see.
How old was the dog before you got it to start talking?
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, probably older than this one is now. This one's only 7 months, so yeah, probably a couple of years before I got him to say it. Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least some time. I really wouldn't know exactly what to say, but it took me a while. This one's only 7 months, and it's too soon to try to expect to say that. Just like I'm trying to get my grandkids that are twins, boy and girl, Hannah and Colin. They're 2 months old now. They're premature, born at 32.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get them to say mama. But you know, I tried to get my kid to say mama, and they only say dada. If you work with them, all I said is mama, mama. I tried to get her to say it, and the first word she said was dada. And he's going to say that's some dumb reason. D must be easy.
That sucks. Your dog won't talk to you. Your grandkids won't talk to you.
Well, that's not for me. I'm kind of crazy.
Those definitely weren't words. I don't know what that was, but those were not words. That sounded like your dog again.
I've been drinking. I haven't had a fire at like 8 o'clock tonight. It's now my clock says almost 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been drinking since 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Right, so, you know, but I did eat. Don't get me wrong, I ate. But really?
I wasn't going to accuse you of not eating.
I don't care. I really don't care.
All right, I don't think you ate.
I don't care. Yeah, your show's cool, man.
I don't believe anything you say.
Said, I knew you would.
You said you were going to listen to the show, and then you said you were going to call in, and then you didn't, and then
you, know what?
You said your dog talks, and it doesn't.
I see, Timmy, he's asleep, so I was trying to do it on my own.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm dumb, you know, I'm a woman, stupid, you know.
Tell me about it.
I couldn't figure it out. And then you even said something like, I don't know, something about I couldn't figure it out, and I couldn't figure it out. I was like, God, how would you be reading my mind?
Well,
yeah. It took me a while, and then I tried to do the chat, like chatting. I had to go in on a different password because it would say, I guess I forgot my password or whatever, and just got screwed.
You forgot your password, so you had to use a different password?
Oh my God, I've changed my password on your guy's fucking thing. I swear, 15 times. I'm not good remembering things. I'm old.
Maybe you should make your password mama.
No, because they say somebody has that already.
I don't think...
Mama 1,232.
I don't think passwords are what you think passwords are.
Oh, well, maybe not.
That might be your problem, actually.
That was already your dad, damn it.
Would you say?
Yeah.
Are you talking about my dad now?
Yeah, your dad. I'm as old as your dad.
Oh, you're as old as my dad.
You talk about your dad. You're really a good son.
I talk about my dad and that makes me a good son?
I mean, you know, you talk nice things, say silly things, but, you know, they have to love you.
Yeah, I guess. They don't have to. I mean,
yeah.
They could stop if they wanted to.
I can't believe you called my house.
Well, you.
I can't believe you called me out.
You were supposed to.
I was in a contest. I'm thinking, the first thing I'm like, when the fuck is calling me at this time in the morning? I'm trying to enter a contest.
Oh, gee, do you have Alzheimer's or something? You said you were going to call in and then you just disappeared.
When I first went wrong, I thought it was my daughter. Maybe her husband's a fireman, so he works, you know, 2 days in a row and says she's home with the baby by herself. And I thought,
oh,
my God, it must be her.
Oh, maybe.
I think it was you.
Do you think she was calling you to let you know there was a fire somewhere?
No. She calls me when she needs help and stuff, and I go when she needs.
Okay. Good.
I can't believe you called my house.
I can't.
I can't believe you called my house.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taping me, you're really dead.
I'm not. Well, we don't use tapes, but I am recording you.
Yeah. I still am the one that still uses VCR tapes, which I still have, and I do use them. And if somebody says, you know, like 12 o'clock, I couldn't change that if my life depended on it. And a cell phone? I have one.
Are you doing bits on my show now? What are you doing? You talking about how you can't program the VCR?
Yeah, I can't. Like, you know, somebody says 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'm like, I can't. But we don't have VCRs. Now you have DVD shit, see? That's going to show my age, son.
We have Blu-rays now.
Yes, my daughter has those. Yes, she does.
Do they confuse you?
I am familiar with that. I can't believe you called my house. I can't believe I'm on the phone with you. I can't.
You better believe
it. You're like a movie star.
I know this is exciting for you.
It is. Yes, it is. It's like you're like a movie star. Yes. What do you think about Charles Manson? That's something to talk about on your show.
What do I think about Charles Manson? You are a crazy old lady. I think he's great. I follow his work.
Yeah, sure you do.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I would totally carve a swastika into my forehead, but, you know, they don't allow that at work.
Yes, that's even better.
Yeah.
I follow a website thing type of thing on Facebook that talks about, it's called Back Porch Tape, and they talk all about Charles Manson stuff. I'm very fascinated with it. I was born, you know, I have been in 69, I was born in 59. I should have been born then. You know what I mean?
You should have been born then?
Earlier.
You want to be Sharon Tate's baby?
Yes, God, you're killing me. No, Dick, you're killing me. You're killing me, dude. You're killing me. Yes, you dropped your toy. Okay, I can't believe you called my house. I can't believe it. I'm talking to you.
Is this a recording? Do you have this on a loop?
Yes, I do. No, I don't even have to make a loop. I would think about it. I'd search it on Google.
You would search for loop on Google?
I'd figure out how to make a loop, yes.
Yeah? Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Please?
What? Did you say please?
Yes.
Please? What are you...
I didn't hear what you said.
Is English your first language?
Yeah. Hillbilly. I'm a hillbilly.
It's starting to make sense.
Doesn't it make sense? So many people say that. And I'm a Gemini, so, God... A Gemini hillbilly, you're really in trouble.
So you're a hillbilly and you're into astrology.
Yeah, sorry.
You know your blood type?
Yeah, RHA negative, and my daughter's RH negative, and she just had twins, and they're both RH negative.
RH Amazing. Negative?
And you know what? And her twins are Geminis, too, and I'm a Gemini. And you want to know something else? She had a strawberry birthmark, which I had a strawberry birthmark, and her daughter has a strawberry birthmark, too. Isn't that a killer?
What is a strawberry birthmark?
It's like a little raised, about the size of, I don't know, smaller than a dime, sits up a little bit like a strawberry would. It's kind of like a...
It sits up like a strawberry would?
My daughter had one. I had mine on my head, and my daughter had hers under her arm. This one's on her daughter's is on her back. But it only happens to, like, preemies, twins, and girls.
Preemies, twins, and girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she has one, and it took a while to show because at first everybody thought it was a birthmark, but once it's changed color to kind of a purple wine color.
Oh.
The doctor already said, I knew the strawberry. I knew before the doctor did.
Wow, you should be a doctor.
I could, sure. I'd kill everybody. No, everybody make it my high.
No. Take a little time off from the jug band and get your doctorate.
Yeah. All I do is babysit my puppy dog.
I don't think that's babysitting.
Yes, it is.
If you
had a 50-pound, seven-month-old Doberman, tell me. It's babysitting. It's babysitting.
I think that's just living with a dog. I think if you have a dog, that's what you're supposed to do. I don't.
Yeah,
do you think
right.
most people
you're
with
right,
dogs
okay.
just?
okay, duh, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think that's babysitting. Right, right. I don't think it's called babysitting when you watch your own kids either.
The other guy with the cat. I'm like, yeah, the cat.
There is a cat that lives in my apartment, but it is not my cat.
Right. So you have no animals?
No.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No. Why, are you asking me out?
Why not?
Why not what?
Yeah, well, I'm Kevin Durant.
Oh, because I'm super gay.
Sure is. That's even funnier.
I love dudes.
You're going to kill me because I have to go all the way and take my phone cord.
You are talking to me on a corded phone.
No, it's Mickey Mouse phone. Mickey Mouse.
Oh,
Mickey
well,
Mouse.
Never mind
Mickey
then.
Mickey Mouse has like a 50-foot, you know, like cord. I can go from one room to the next.
I remember that from the cartoons.
Is over here, I'm going to have to hang up. Because sorry, we didn't reach that far, but I have to get my beer. Sorry.
Okay.
Now, are you done yet?
I don't know. Are you done yet?
I don't know. I stuck my chewing gum on the side shit. I was in a contest. You screwed up my whole night. And I'm supposed to go somewhere tomorrow.
Oh,
like,
man.
Something tomorrow.
Now you're never going to win.
I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Hey, well, my daughter won $50,000. She won MTV's biggest contest. And when they called like at 5 o'clock. And at my house, you don't answer the phone at 5 o'clock if you're, you know, a kid.
Uh-huh.
And I answered and I told myself she's eating dinner. She don't answer. And she goes, they entered a contest. She entered a contest for MTV's. And I went to her room with the door shut. I said, she won a contest for MTV's. She goes, yep. I go, I think you won. She won $50,000. A trip to Hawaii with surfing lessons.
With what lessons?
Surfing.
Oh, like surfing
board,
lessons.
You know?
No, yeah, I get it. I just couldn't understand what you said.
I know. Well, I've been drinking. God damn, you idiot.
It sounded like you said fishing lessons, and I thought that was the worst prize I'd ever heard of.
You must be a sober motherfucker.
Did you just call me a sober motherfucker?
You must be.
I am.
Not drink.
I am sober. That's true. Okay. Well, this has been great.
Oh, God. Okay. It's over. Right?
What?
It's over, right?
I guess.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
All right, go whenever you're ready to go, dude. Just hang up.
Good luck. Have fun with your sweepstakes.
You're great, dude.
Okay.
You are. Love you.
I'll send you an autograph.
Oh, God. Please do.
I don't know where you live, crazy.
Oh, good. Leave me. Oh.
Okay, now you're making sounds again. I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye.
Beverly Sturgeon, everyone. How about that? So that was good for a laugh. I had other things and my mind is going blank. This is probably about the part where I would normally take a break. I don't know if I should do that or if I should just call it quits or if somebody else wants to call in and we can chat some more or what. It's about an hour that I've done here. Better than nothing. It's better than me just saying, fuck it, Orion can't show up, so I'm not doing anything this week. Eris drew a picture. Are you talking about chubby Ray Ayanami from Evangelion? Because I saw those. Those are pretty good. I thought about contributing there, but I wouldn't have really known how. Crank call someone. I don't know. Who should I crank call at this time of night? I wouldn't even know who to call. You got any suggestions? I'll do it. I'm not very good at prank calls, but I'll do it. Man, I'm going to have to edit out a ton of pauses out of this one. Prank call Orion. Orion won't pick up, I guarantee it. I can call him. You want to hear what his voicemail sounds like? Let's see. Call phones. All right, I'm calling Orion.
Hi, you've reached David Orion Brower and all the anesthetics voicemail. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Orion, it's Kyle. I'm doing a solo show without you because you didn't show up tonight. I hope you're not dead, but if you're not dead, then you should have fucking called me or left me an email or a fucking message on Facebook or whatever, but you didn't. So have a good baby. And I'm doing a live show. Like I said, the listeners wanted to hear what your voicemail sounded like. So now they have. All right, bye. Have a good baby. Okay, so that was Orion's voicemail. URL removed. Apparently linking is disabled and I don't know how to enable it. So I don't think I can enable it actually. Oh, allow links. There we go. Okay, links should be allowed now. Let's try it again. Try it again. In the meantime, I'm going to light a cigarette. All right, what are we looking at here? Itch Hat, the most kawaii podcast starring Kyle. Aw, that's adorable. Let's see. Hold on. I'm doing a thing. And almost done doing a thing. And there we go. So now, those of you who are in the chat can see the picture that our good old buddy Eris just posted to the chat. It just occurred to me I've been talking to the chat more than I probably should, or at least more directly and not explaining what's going on, since some people will be listening to this well after the fact and don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Someone in the chat, our dear buddy Eris, just posted a picture that he drew of me hosting the podcast. And it says, Itch Hat, the most kawaii podcast starring Kyle. And I have adorable rosy red cheeks and I'm quite plump, but I guess that's true to life. So that's okay. It's a very nice picture. Thank you. I enjoy it. So you wanted me to prank call somebody. Who should I prank call? Somebody said AT&T, but I'm not going to prank call AT&T because the joke would be on me. It would just be sitting through automated fucking answering systems. Some kind of hotline, the chat says. Some kind of hotline. What kind of hotline? Suicide hotline. Somebody tried to get me to do that before, and then Marleykins pooped the party and said I shouldn't call a suicide hotline. Do you know of a suicide hotline? Because I don't, what is it, 1-800-SUICIDE? I don't fucking know. Is that the right number? I guess that's the right number of digits. 1-800-SUICIDE. Let's see what happens. 1-800-7-8-4-2-4-3-3. Call. All right, I'm calling.
National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, also serving the Veterans Crisis Line. Para español, oprima el número dos. If you are in emotional distress or suicidal crisis or are concerned about someone who might be, we are here to help. If you are a U.S. military veteran or current service member or are calling about one, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please hold on while we route your call to the nearest crisis center in our network. Your call is being routed. Please hold.
Okay. This is some anti-suicide music if I've ever heard it. Doesn't 1-800-SUICIDE kind of seem like a counterproductive number to use for a suicide hotline? It seems kind of pro-suicide to me. Jamming out to not kill myself.
Suicide Prevention Center Crisis Line.
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
My friend just had a baby, and we host this show online, and he's supposed to, we host it together, and we're supposed to get together to do the show, and he was supposed to be here at like 11, and it's like 4 in the morning now, and I can't get a hold of him. I've tried calling him. I've tried messaging him on Facebook and he just won't get back to me. And I don't know if he's in the hospital still with the baby. I don't know if something's wrong. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is the suicide crisis line.
Yeah.
Are you worried that he killed himself?
No.
Okay. Well, what can I do for you tonight then?
I just find the whole situation really depressing.
Okay, are you thinking about suicide?
Well, because he's supposed to be here, and he doesn't, I mean, he's like the only person that I can count on, and he's not here.
Okay, where are you calling from? What state?
Indiana.
Indiana. Okay, what zip code are you calling from? We just have to ask that to get our funding here.
I'm not really comfortable with that.
With your zip code?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an uncomfortable.
Is there a reason you're calling from Skype?
No. I don't have
no
a phone.
No reason? Because we usually don't take Skype calls, okay? Is there a way that you can call back from a landline?
I don't have a phone.
Okay. So there is a reason that you're calling from Skype. Okay. What's your first name? My name's Rob.
My name is Leland.
Leland. Okay. And you said you're calling from Indiana. Okay. So Leland, again, so you're having thoughts of suicide because your friend's not there?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, it's not so much suicide as just sort of just kind of ickiness.
Ickiness.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. Well, Leland, you know, right now, especially on these overnight shifts, I'm in California, by the way, and because whatever Skype number it assigned you, you got routed to a California number.
Okay.
You know, especially on these overnight shifts, I do have to keep the lines open for callers who are thinking about suicide right now, okay? So are you going to be able to stay safe until the morning? I can give you the Indiana Crisis Line number, and you could call them directly and ask for a talk line number in Indiana. The difference between a talk line and our line is we're kind of an emergency line, so I got to do a little bit more to keep the lines open and keep the calls flowing.
Okay.
But if Indiana has a talk line that you could call, then that would be really helpful for you because they would have better resources to just kind of talk to you for a while, okay?
Okay.
All right, so what part of Indiana are you in?
Gary. What kind of hold music do they have?
I don't know what kind of hold music they have.
Because the hold music here is kind of,
I'm sorry.
It's not really conducive to not committing suicide.
Okay, Leland, is this a serious call?
It was.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't think our hold music is really too relevant right now. Okay, I wanna connect you with a resource that can.
I'm just saying, if I was on the verge, if I had the blade in my hand.
Okay, I'm sorry you didn't like our hold music, Leland. But let me try to get you a number, okay?
Okay.
We don't have anything in Gary, so let me see what else is close. I'm just gonna read some names and tell me what's close, okay? So I've got Anderson, Boone County, Carmel, Elkhart County, Evansville. Indianapolis, Lafayette, Lawrenceburg, Madison County, South Bend.
Evansville would be fine.
Evansville?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me give you the number for that. It's 812.
Okay.
423.
All right.
7791. And so that's the direct number for the Evansville line, so you can call them and see if they have a local talk line number for you to call.
Okay.
Okay? Take care, Leland, and good luck.
I love you. Ugh, what a mess. Yeah. I don't know if calling suicide hotlines is really the funniest thing in the world. Maybe I'm just not able to commit enough. Yeah. So there was that. I don't know, guys. I'm thinking maybe I'll just call it quits there. Quit while I'm behind. But I appreciate you showing up. I do. So yeah, I guess that's it for this week. As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at Leland@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581. That's
616-328-5581. Blah, my name is Orion.
And you can check out the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. There's the Twitter and Facebook. Twitter.com/itchhat and Facebook.com/itchhat. And, of course, you can always donate. Because after a show like this, I'm sure you feel compelled to send me money. So thanks, everybody. It's been fun.